We'll get to Scrabble. Don't think we won't get to Scrabble and other other things. You know, the parochas, that's, you know, half the words, two-piece parochas. We're going to get into all those interesting... But today, oh, Moreno, silk screen Sefer Torah. I couldn't go without that. We're already doing Ksiva. We have to do silk screen Sefer Torah. In other words, so the shaila is like this. If a person has like a stencil, right, so you know, we use that all when we were kids, and you fill in the A, the B, right? So say you have a stencil, Bracious, Bora, Elokim, right? And you take a brush, and you brush along, could you write a Sefer Torah that way? Is that considered a chisaron in the ksiva? Is that, someone to say maybe Shalom Kedarko, right? Or is, you know, I'm not saying, you know, it's whatever. I want to what is the technical halacha? I think you could say some people think, you know, for policy and other thing. But let's see what the, you know, is there? Or say you would do that on Shabbos. If you would do that on Shabbos, would that be, would that be kosev?
Are those two things necessarily connected?
Maybe yes, maybe yeah. No. We'll see. In other words.
Connecting dots, you know?
Connecting dots. That's also could be part of this.
Well, that's silk screen. I think the basic idea is silk screen.
Yeah.
Silk screen works like a stencil. You put ink in it. Some parts are porous and some parts are not. And then you take a squeegee and you go like this and you have a whole page of something.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Right. So you take your thing, your brush.
You're not even painting through a stencil. Your mom is not even using a brush. You're just almost like this with a squeegee.
Right. Oh. So the first question that has to be asked, as my body raises, is does ksiva mean that you take a pen or a kulmus in your hand and you... Is that what ksiva means? And if you do it in a different way, that's not ksiva? Does ksiva require the normal, what we would call writing? Take a pen, a quill, and you write, or not. So, the first part of the discussion is Rav Abadi was famous for his kula for allowing silk screen Sefer Torahs, and it caused a big rash in the world. So the first point is Rav Abadi points out the pasuk in Chumash Pekudei, Vayasu es hatzitz. Nezer HaKodesh Zohar Tor VaYichtavu Olav Michtav Pituchei Chosam Kodesh Lashem. And on the tzitz it says Kodesh Lashem. So, and you need Ksiva VaYichtavu Olav. Now, how did they write the tzitz? So if you look in the Rambam here on the second page, Kesa Masa Hatzitz Oset Hashal Zov Rochav Shtei Etzbaos. We have a piece of gold Makiv Me'ozen La'ozen Kosev Lov Shtei Shitin Kodesh L'Hashem. We have Kodesh Milmata L'Hashem Milmala Kosev Shita Achaz is Kosher Pa'om Yichazvu B'Shita Sa'osios Voltos B'Fon Kesa Chofer Sa'osios Me'acharov v'hu bedubak al hashava ad shebolet. In other words, shalom aleichem. So basically, when you write the tzitz, so you have the piece of gold, right? And you chisel out from the other side, the letters come out. And you could do Kodesh Lashem. Those words. Now, that's not the regular ksiva that we would normally speak about ksiva when we talk, but, and the Torah requires v'yichtavu olav. Michtav Pituchei Chosam.
Why is that not called Shad? They used to do all of it. What kind of Ksiva? Michtav Pituchei Chosam. Only in this case is that called Ksiva. And the follow, Mal Shem Rechad.
Okay, question is, do we darshan klal prats on our own? There's a big machlokas to be shown, and what are the yud gimel midos that we can darshan ourselves, and what are the yud gimel midos that you need a Kabbalah? Okay, we'll see. Okay. Okay. Then we have another pasuk in Chumash. Ki kachish isho, on page 3. Ki kachish isho ba'olam hayam lo simchachein be'enov ki motza ba'erba z'dolvar kechosim lo sefer krisus nosim b'yod v'shulchami besu. So that's the pasuk in Chumash about a get. Chosim lo sefer krisus. So there is a Yerushalmi that talks about So the Yerushalmi darshans the Kosov. So he says, the Kosov lo chokak. In other words, you have to write and not engrave. The Kosov lo metif. So says the Korban Eda on the side. Kosov lo metif shemetif had the yosh osa the kudos ke'ein osios posel. So if you just write dots, like unconnected dots, and you write a get that way, so that's not ksiva.
What does that mean, unconnected dots?
Dots. Yeah, I want to write David.
Right.
Because that's not the derech ksiva. You're missing half the thing. Okay, lo me kosev lo hashofech. So that's the next thing. So what is kosev lo hashofech? So let's see further down in the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi speaks about take a look in the Korban Eda, he explains. Yeah, first word on the line, first in the Yerushalmi, who kosev in mei milin v'hachdu mekabal kasev shofich dio shem ba'ofet v'kolev mokum haksav. So you see, because some want to say that maybe the silk screen is like shofech, that you're not being kosev, but you're shofech. So first let's see how the Mefarshim explain what's that case. So he says like this: she'echad mehem chafetz lo'odi l'chaver dovar seiser. I want to tell my friend a secret. So if I write it normal, someone can read it. So what do? He writes something on a piece of paper with gall nuts. So you can't read it. It looks like a blank piece of paper. In other words, so then it's invisible, like invisible ink, so to speak. And you pour the gel on it, and that causes the parts that you wrote with the invisible ink to come to the surface. So, in other words, so if you write a get that way, you write out the whole get, then you can't read it. But once you pour the ink on it, then it would come on, then that's possible. So, L'chorer, as Ravadi pointed out, this the way Korban Eid is explained to Shushalmi, L'chorer has nothing to do with apostling his Sefer Torah, because this means that you didn't do any Maisa Ksiva at all, because what you did was you just poured it on, and that caused the invisible part to come to to come out and be seen. Oh, so those two. So first the tzitz, that's one of Rav Avadi's rayas, that it doesn't, you don't need a ksiva dafka with a kulmus. If you want to look inside here on page 15,
these other two though sound like it, the last two rayas here, you're showing me, make it sound like you have to actually take a pen or an equivalent and make the tzir of the oz. Right?
Which two?
Here, what we just said from the Yerushalmi, the concern of the map of using the invisible ink, or the concern of using the dots.
Yeah, but that could just mean
you're not actually drawing the letter. That seems to be.
So
the concern.
Let's see. He says like this on page 15. Hinei b'tzitz. ומידין סיץ למדו גם בבין ישר כסיבס כמבור בסוגיה בגימל. לא נעריך בזה לתמן בעוז גימל.
בעוז גימל.
Yeah, בחק, חק יריכוס. So that's his right, that it's not only a din in sits. The chak tochus is no good, meaning if you chisel to lower down the part around the mail, it's good. But if you push that out, that's good. So for so that's how he answers your question from tzitz. And then the next piece was the Yerushalmi. You can see that on page 16. So he says that he says Ratan of Olarik Lahakim B'Divrei Yerushalmi on page 16. Shem Ikar Gadol V'Inyan Zeh. So he quotes the Yerushalmi, and then he quotes the Pnei Moshe. So he says Ulam Bottom Paragraph. Nidon Ein Lo Mizeh V'Lo Mizeh. Dafsha Over Hadiyot Derech Nekavim Dakim. So Mokam Einu Kukudas Halal V'Yerushalmi. He says on the third line of page 16 on the right, on the left, third line, how did Enkar Shvichas Dio? Shofa Maviru Dokhal Gabi and the cover. Not Shvichas Dio. So the Shoshama Aksiva Nas in the Mela, they should serve Dio. You Shofa, and then it happens in the Mela.
Miskaber had yom below office gim office hanimsa kvar al adaf v'mokom shaya office nikri ksiv. V'shein ke kan she dochev es had yom biyodo al ahiriya kidei lotsi derech the kodvim. So even umatmin as ahiriya v'adyo the klav zeo ksiv v'gemura al adei maiz v'idayim v'gam zeo posh. So he says that that's different. The shofach means your shofach, and then by itself it links up with the Meyafotzim, and whenever there was a Meyafotzim, then that, you know, the letter becomes prominent. So he doesn't think that Yerushalmi has anything to do with his Sefer Torah. No, but I think everything he said, we'll see.
I'm not asking my opinion.
Okay, now the next thing is another Gemara on page 6. Gemara in the Bavli. So this is another Gemara that's relevant to this, to the Shaila.
There's
you're an aid, but you're not able to write. You don't know how to write. Mikhail and Niyar Halak, Umamalin as Kroin Dio. So you take a. Yeah, it seems like a stencil. And then you pour the. Here's mashman that your mom is poor.
Outlining it, no?
Filling the outline. I don't know, here it uses. Yeah, so. Is he filling in the outline, or it says. Mamalin as a crime dio. I mean, you can say he's just filling in the outline.
His outline might have seen a car in the near hole. Sounds like a separate piece of paper, huh? Some can't sign the name. They say,
Wait, it was Makar Lahem Niyar Chalak. Smash with two different pieces of paper, you see.
That's
But it could still be filling in. I mean, you could still say, even if it's two pieces, you could still say like him, no? He's saying that it could be that.
Right. You draw the outline, and he's filling it in. It's different from giving him a piece of paper. He wrote his whole name down.
Either way, I'm saying he's writing, he's not pouring anything.
Right. So the. Well, I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't know how to write. So why is he an aide? He's an aide.
It's not related.
It's Mashu, you're allowed to do this. You don't say, well, so let him not be the aide. So it's Mashu, even look at Chiva.
There's no
aide him only needs to be able to see. You can't be an aide if you can't see.
Right.
Oh, so there is a Tosfos that quotes a Yerushalmi here in the banner. This Tosfos here, Yerushalmi Parafol Luchsav Rishon Hu Perish Ve'ena Get Yochel Iskayim B'Chosomov. So this is an interesting point. In other words, we know there's a concept of Kiyum Shtaros. Say somebody claims that the get is the shtar is mezuyef, so then we have to see if the signatures are accurate or not. So then the guy has to be able to verify his signature. So how are you going to verify your signature based on such a type of ksiva?
The
not that he actually recognizes.
No, I think it means he recognizes the handwriting. Yeah, he could have maybe forgotten the I mean, that's a whole sugya in the second parak of Subas. But so that's the Gemara's the Yerushalmi's kasha. Ena get yochos kaim chosom shanik shehir kiv lahem es hakroim va'edim eim amalim lagamrei kol rochav hakerem. So that would imply that what? That the Edim only filled in part of it. So then, if you filled in part of it, so then that's going to be your, maybe that's going to be more your.
The guy doesn't know how to write. How many documents could he sign? He's going to recognize the signature.
Right.
He doesn't know how to write. That's a problem.
Right, but
How did they verify years ago people signed with an X on the immigrants? So you ask, do you remember signing? So we'll see. So
there's a famous Rabbeinu Kreskes on Gittin that talks about this, and this is one of the makoros that are used against, let's see what he says. They know the Havlik Sav al Gabik Sav. He says that can't be the pshat that he just traces. Tracing can't be, because that's Ksav al Gabik Sav. El Makar Lahem es Hanir Mamish Osim Mikrov Suras Osius.
Who said that the Chasima of Eden has to be exactly like Chasima of the Raisa?
Oh, we're going to get to that. Oh, you're asking well. Hold off for that one second. So he says, El Makarim Hem Esanir Mamish, the Ozim Makrov Tsuras Osios, Hemisim Diola Crime, the Oznasis. Right? So it's Mashuach, like you're pouring, and it's Me'elo. Right? But then, Kosovo Tosis Dabka Der Ksiva, of a Lolish Bok Diola Nir, Shezu Ksiva. So that last line is one of the sources that people who want to say against this like to quote this last, line in the, okay, doesn't mean that's only Kosu B'Toysis. I mean, okay, but the question is the talk of this Toysis against the silk stream, so Rav Abadi wants to say that he doesn't think that the Tosis is against him, because there you're just pouring, and here you mamish, you do something, it's not just a pouring and it's me'elov. That's what he writes here. Yeah, take a look.
This way it's very important to understand that ksiva by kedusha is the same as ksiva by shabbos.
Right. So, as Rav Avadi points out, the Gemara equates the two. We'll get to it in a second. Yeah. Page 18. Look at the second arrow. The first hour is what you were asking, but let's do the second hour first. He says, El Shalo Helamti Einai Mimashikosu Rabbeinu Kreskes B'chidush of L'Gittin. He says, so he quotes it. Next paragraph. V'hinei, Midivei Rabbeinu Kreskes Hanal Bono Ha'ostrim Vikshu Lidmos Milsal Milsal Livsal Ksiv Hanal. Him Rosh Advarim Negad Atosus Mofaneinu Atosus Rosh Possible Mazemishum Ksiva. I don't know, because Shalomale, according to Dio Kane, nikud ksiva. In other words, it doesn't mean, okay, it could be other shitas that argue. And then he says, and because the whole chashash is rak echiks kayim bechosomov. That was the whole. They weren't bothered that, about the pouring. And that, you know, that toast. The only shayla toast his hand with the Yerushalmi is, you're not going to identify it. But it's mashma that pouring alone, if it fits into the thing, it's okay. Gamma shitosuk imat ian, yir harosh, ain hanidam dom melaraya. Yodel de maeres, hine shama oven shalom, nikra ksim, the shitosuk maya shakar kroim bedafu boha aid, beshafak dio aladaf. But ain kan masak sivu. In other words, say there's a little deal, and then you take a brush and you do it. He thinks that that's different than, in other words, even if you want to say, you know, first you could argue with the whole, you know, that whole shita, but he thinks that his case is that you're taking a brush and you're mamish, you know, filling it in. He doesn't think that's the same as the case of that Rabbeinu Kreskes was critical of. Oh, but then your question about who says the ksiva of chasima is the same as so first, like this, we have a Gemara. Let's see where I put this Gemara. On page 8. Page 9. Gemara Gittin. So it says in the Gemara, Simon Lovarav Tzir Kavra, Ravchanin Tzir Harusa. Because when Rav would sign his name, he would just draw a picture of a fish. The Chanina would draw a picture of a chain, of a branch of a tree. A Chista Samach. Chista would just make a Samach. Chista Samach. A Voshaya Ayin. So maybe, you know, you don't really need a real din ksiva. So maybe you can't bring any raya from that Gemara. So Rabbi Badi speaks about that question on page 18. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Badi, le'echan ma'arim shekotzev man yeim alod v'chassim se'edin yikim din ma'asek ksiva. Oh, that's mamish what you said. Your kasha. I mean, rav tzir kavra. So he takes a little, he says, medvar v'nirish alo yada gemar lehedya begin. He says, whoever asked this question, maybe he didn't get to this gemar yet in Gittin. I'm reading Bami Nevei Shlokish Beviyochad. The Edim Shein Yodim Lachtom Ma'ashe Yichtu V'lom B'Sikra V'Yachtu K'sav Elyon. In other words, could you do tracing? You'll put it with a red dye and they'll put it black, or, you know, on top. V'Yachtu K'sav Elyon K'sav Einu K'sav Amalei Einu K'sav. So, and the Gemara has a whole discussion about K'sav Al Gabi K'sav and all the areas. Harei Yesh L'Chasim Kol Dinei K'siva. Because that's the whole discussion. Ksav al gabi ksav, Shabbos, for other areas. So you see that the Gemara was taking this seriously, that the chasim and se'edim have to have a din ksav. And that's why there's a discussion about tracing, because tracing is ksav al gabi ksav. So it's a real din ksav. So that's the... So basically, what he said here, Rabbi Badi, is that the Maisa Derech Siva doesn't require to write. You see from the tzitz, and you see from the Gemara. Rabbi Badi, no, Batz is no good. That's a B'fei Rishu Yerushalmi.
So why is there any different than a regular case of
Batz? And Batz is not a Siva. That's a Yerushalmi. But his and so someone say that, and he's raya of ksiva, that you don't need a regular, what we would call a regular ksiva, it's from the tzitz. And the Gemara uses that thing from the tzitz to, in Hilchot Shabbos of ksav. So that was one point. And then the point of mamalimus esakroin dio, which just seems to mashma that you can just pour it and that's okay. And so Rabbeinu Kreskes says, okay, you got to have derech siva b'kach. And I think one of the best rayas he has is based on what we learned last week. Because we learned last week that all the poskim hold that a dfus is ksiva. Right? The only question we had was maybe if it's electronic, but a dfus that's, so say for example, you have a stamp. You stamp? So that's ksiva. Remember we saw the Mogen Avraham, you can make a haftorah that way. You can. So that's what Rabbi Badi writes in the tshuva. So you see that if that's ksiva, according to all the achronim, the shach and the taz and the masses binyamin, so then you see that ksiva doesn't mean that you have to pick up a pen or a quill and write. That's
you
a.
You see the Magen Avraham because it has to put that kind of writing for a haftorah, but
mashma
not for a
sefer Torah. Well, for the haftorah is because the haftorah you don't need the. The cloth. In other words, you say the printed haftorahs were good. Because you don't need the cloth. You see, for Sefer Torah, you also need it to be a scroll. So it's not going to be a scroll. But I think that to me was a gewaldige raya. Let me show you. He writes in one paragraph that you see from all those here, come, page 20. I got a lot of hanor from this paragraph. Hinei l'chon shegdolei rishonim achronim. The altar, the friyadik achronim. She'aleim beis Yisrael nishon, halohema, harama mipanu, remoshim perlo, remam melchaviv, yam shal shloma, mogad avron, taz, beishmua, knesset yizkesel, Erech Hashulchan Pri Chodesh Pri Megod Machzir Ve'ol Koshiv Lehevye Shatfus Koshiv Ksiva Kol Shekei Ve'kal V'chol Merlion Lidan Shein Mechitzron Esanal Shabim Mikri Ksiva Koshiv Lechatchila.
How would you hold if you took rubber stamps and made it on cloth with the right ink and stamped out one letter at a time? You hold that it's
you know, stamp.
Yeah.
Bays.
One letter at a time.
Stamp. Right. Stamp. Yeah. Yeah. Because we saw in the post-game that the tefus, that's what tefus is. I mean, tefus, they do it all at once. It's,
Obviously there's no savings.
That was again to mark your laning from
Right, okay, but it's still, but it's the same thing with the Sefer Torah. Only in the Sefer Torah, you won't say it because to say for Torah, you need it for other reasons. Okay, so this, I got a lot of hanah, especially after what we learned last week. That you know, that's a continuation.
You can save some money on the tefillin.
Yeah, we're not talking about. I mean, yeah. So.
So was the. Do you show me and get an outlier, or does anyone try the?
Well, whenever you need Kassidron, so obviously, it's not going to be, say for Torah, you don't need Kassidron. But for other things, like it's filling, you need the sidrin.
So then, you could put the sidrin with the screen silk drain also. It'd still be a big save. It'd be more work, but
it's still laser printed.
Yeah.
Anything
else?
That's not hand work.
Now, the only Achron, again, I'm not talking about Heintiker people. I'm talking about people should know this Sefer. It's a shod that this Sefer is not known by the whole oil. And it's called Sefer Piske Halachas Yad David. Who wrote this? Rav David Karliner. I just want to let you know the godless of Rav David Karliner. Well, the Shar, that's why when I get excited for you, I put the Shar blood in so you can see the whole Shar blood. And there you can see this story I heard from, you know, Reb Lazer Katzman? So Lazer Katzman told me, Reb Lazer Katzman, if you don't know, is one of the biggest Bekiim and Svarim of the world today, Leon Hunter. You know, Mamish, affluent fellow, with Lazer Katzman. His father was a Rosh Yeshiva in Torvadas, Rosh Katzman. You know, he worked for the Transit Authority, but that doesn't take away from his godless. You need a parnasa. So Rabbi Yochanan Asanda and Rabbi Katzman was from the Transit Authority. It doesn't mean that he's not Gadol B'Torah. So he told me, I forget if he told me that Rav Yoshi heard it from Rav Yoshi Ber, but he said Rav Chaim Brisker, when there would be a Sifas HaRabbonim in Europe, so he wanted to always come early. Why would you want to come early to these things? It's hard enough to go to these things. Why do you want to come early? You know why he wanted to come early? Because he wanted the tchus that when Rav David Karliner walked in the room, that he would be able to stand up, because he was machshir him so much, Rav Chaim Brisker. So it's unfortunate that people today, an average yeshiva boy, will go through his whole yeshiva career. I've never heard of the Sefer. Even people from, you know, but this is one of the very chashuv a Sefer. Very chashuv a Sefer. So he has a piece here that everybody takes issue with, but I just wanted you to. So when he's up, so you have to reckon with what David Karliner says.
Do you have a little safer on your day? Is that for him?
There's a safer Yad David.
No, something Piskei Halachos, Piskei Truchos on just on your day.
Not that I know. So he says here that on page 12, he says, nearly, Shim osios chalulos mimatchos or me'etz al niyar, v'shevach usachem dio. In other words, you have places to receive the dio, and he just pours them in. He pours in, like you have a tzuras ayin, you just pour in and you wait till it dries. Kamke enu getch, ezekav nachar al gidei shvicha, lo derek siva. In other words, even though if you look in Yerushalmi, the Mefarshim explained the Shvicha case to mean that you made a Tchias HaMesim on the invisible thing, but he thinks even if it's not invisible, even if this is the thing. So this might be... So Ramabadi says even the Shelas David, he doesn't think is against him. Because he writes here at the bottom of page 19, I am the Shelas David, because of Shivach Achos with Chavulos, ain't a get. But he says, okay, you can be clear, because he says, but his case is different. It's not a Shom Shoshovek Dio. Well, also Shom Maisa. Just Shoshovek Dio. So it happens to be that it's already carved out in the Tzura. Well, it's not Ulam Shemolech HaMaga, but my case, he says, is Molech HaMaga V'Dochek Etz HaDio Ben HaKovin while he's there. Machtim is osius al aklaf, is there shapir nira shagamu daito haviksiv. But you have to make siaches to Rav David Karliner. you know, because he was from the Gedolim. Even though, unfortunately, people in this generation, I was once had a bris together with Rabbi Marmerstein. Rabbi, what's his name? Kirschenbaum was making a bris. You know, Rabbi Kirschenbaum? His mother's a famous Lavana from the restaurant Lavanas. So he's making a bris. He has the Chabad of Washington Heights. He had twin sons. You know what he named his twin sons? Two messianic names, Peretz and Zerach. He named his two sons. So he was schmoozing with me, Rabbi Marmerstein. I was bemoaning the fact that like a lot of the Gedolei Achronim, Mamish the Gedolim, I'm not saying nothing take away from anybody, but they're big Rosh Hashivas, but they were Gedolei Achronim, like the Beis Shloimo and the Imre Yosha, that, you know, like people, like Yeshiva boys never heard of. So he was bemoaning the fact. So the Shailas David is a good example to put in that category. So her body thought that even he would be moida. Now, I think a lot of the objection is more on policy rather than substance of halacha. Even though people have written on it, but I think, again, someone else could disagree. I think the halachic component, I think, I'm not saying there can't be anyone who says differently. I'm not here to try to say that this should be the, because I realize the problems that could come about as a result, and I'm not here to try to, say that this is, he can say what he wants to say, but, and I respect what he has to say, but even though, I understand why there would be opposition. Even if I still think what he says, I'll be halakha, but I think there could be other, which I think he talks about also, but I just, since we did last week the Dufus thing, and one of his main rides was from the Dufus, I think,
opposition is not a reason not to accept the halakha. The question is there anybody who's not opposed? The other is to make him not be a das yochid. The only one who's saying this in the whole world. To wonder, is there anybody who supports it?
I would have to do more research to see. And sometimes I can't say for sure. Sometimes people really are supportive, but they are afraid to come out publicly with. Because that's
what Schaffner and Thunder.
they
can agree on it.
But the last thing I want to show you is another interesting halacha about when is the Gemar Haksiva, where can a person give a get when the ink is not dried yet? It's a fascinating question. Because here in Shulchan Aruch it says on page 21, Lo yitnenu lo ad sheyitkasyabesh haksiva v'chasima yofeh. Pen ye kori ksav sheyochol esdayeh. So first he says that because maybe, it's ksav sheyochol esdayeh, you could forge it. But then he says in the Chekos Mechokek, Lepshel umud eino rak zihiris. In other words, because till it dries, it's not a ksav yet. So the same discussion Rechaz Chinuch has and Rav Gutman has in his Sefer, what if you write on Shabbos? Just like the discussion, like Rav Gutman points out, you put something into the oven on Shabbos towards the end of Shabbos and then it gets baked after Shabbos. The whole discussion, because you did the mice on Shabbos, but the actual baking only takes place later. Right? So the same thing by Ksiva, you could have the same Shaila, as Rav Gutman pointed out. In other words, you wrote on Shabbos, but the ink didn't dry till, say, half an hour after. So that's a fascinating, he writes here. Yeah. Right. So look here, page 22 at the bottom. Ayin Chalkas Mechoykech, Ayin Vishay Mordechai.
Did yo calls man shu lach have a leg dove shenims kaim? Hay tam tzorch mitir aget lachar shenis bat yabesh. You came to Shabbos, ain't no chayk taken because of rachla chakin shenis yabesh. Have a leg kimo a fio bishul. So I said, well, Rav Goodman points out, by a fio bishul, it's taka shayla. What's the din if you cook? But it didn't get the machal and rusai till after Shabbos. We say, like it works l'mafreya. Achron talk about the whole piece in this based on the Muki Yosef that works l'mafreya. Whole piece from Shechem point out. And there's another sefer that people should know that. But Taurus Michoel, he knows him well. The Heshi Shanker Shanita, Forshalager, right? He was Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. He wrote the sefer Taurus Michoel. In Baltimore. So he has that discussion. What if you cook right before Shabbos is over, when you put the raw meat in the oven and it gets cooked after Shabbos, do we say that you're going to be chayiv because the vegetable got cooked and you did the mice on Shabbos, or do we need the totsah to be on Shabbos also? So the group points out the same, so you can have the same shalom b'ksiva once you see this chalkas m'choyke. This is a more ridiculous thing. That if you give a get before it's dry, it could be the get's no good. Because the ksiva wasn't yet. It wasn't yet chal until it dries. So that...
Somebody forgot it was Shabbos. You have the oven on for Shabbos, right? You forgot it was Shabbos and you stick something in the bed. And then you chal. So if it's before it's cooked, you cool it better. You should pull it out rather than say farfalon's there and you throw it away. It's also gone on.
Right.
You should pull it out.
Well, that's the whole discussion in the Gemara, whether someone else can even do it for you. By Diyas HaPas, can I do, because I get a mitzvah derabbanan for doing that, but I save my friend from a deraisa. So the question is, are you mechuyev to do it yourself? And so that's a whole sugi, but that's okay. So this is, I wanted to throw this year in since, you can always, it's food for thought, but I think it's always important, to learn something. You see, when Rav Abadi says something, it's not just a zog. Everything was thought out. Every knetch was thought out. You want to, someone wants to disagree, they want to disagree, but every social yud was thought out. And then the rest we could discuss. Okay, Bez Hashem. So next week, Bez Hashem. Thank you for all coming tonight. We got a nice oilum tonight. Next week, Bez Hashem will go back to Wednesday's Bez Hashem.